Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Welcome to the RunnerX podcast, where we talk about all things running. As many runners know, it's 90% mental. So join Coach Valerie and Coach Caroline as we go through the mental side of running.
Welcome back to the RunnerX podcast. I'm your host, Coach Caroline, and I'm here with Coach Valerie. Coach, let's talk about basically struggling, like that whole, there's this whole allure about, oh, my foot was killing me on mile 7 of my 10-mile run. And I just limped and I made it through my training run, my 10 miles or whatever I was doing. And sometimes we don't really glorify as a group, as a RunnerX method. We don't, you and I don't glorify that. We don't glorify the struggle. I went out while I was sick and I made it through, or whatever the case may be, or I'm in pain or I'm stressed out at work, but I went ahead and got my run in anyway, whatever the case may be. But there are so many things that we like glorify the pain, and we're just not like that. But at the same time, there are times when, like you said, we got to kind of suck it up. So as the coach, when do I struggle? And when is it okay to struggle, and when it, and be uncomfortable, like we know it can be, and when is it okay? Now you're just kind of being stupid. You're going to injure yourself.
Right. That's the balance, isn't it?
Yeah, so absolutely.
For me, the big thing, there's two things, right? There's form. And that's number one, right? For prevention of injury. And then there's intensity. So one of the things that we miss out on is actually the intensity, because people go straight to volume. Which is actually where almost all the injuries occur.
Right.
And because, you know, if I run, you know, people talk a lot about going out too fast, but usually no one can sustain that. So most injuries are from people trying to run too long, right? Spending too much time out there. And so then what happens is we develop this mindset that I have to go for a certain time or it doesn't even count.
Right.
And I think this is where it all comes from. And then when I was young, we used to say, we wanted to feel the burn. Remember that? Feel the burn, no pain, no gain.
Oh yeah.
The only easy day was yesterday. So these are like motivational quotes that, by the way, everyone's a little bit different, right? On what they thrive on. So I, by the way, personally, I love part of why I love running is the challenge of it.
Right.
Running's hard. You have to focus. You're breathing hard. And when you connect with that, it's fantastic, but it's suffering. Like it's a good suffering though. That's not the same as like my shin is on fire and it feels like I'm about to stress fracture and I'm just going to continue anyway, because I'm just, my ego won't let me not finish this training run.
Yeah.
This is a huge thing. And by the way, most pro athletes, they know how long an injury takes to recover from. So you see DNFs all the time and they don't care. Like to them, they would rather be able to run tomorrow and not do the run today, because they know what that, because it could be money on the line, right? Well, those of us that are recreational runners, we have different motivations. My motivation, Valerie, is I want people to just enjoy their workout and enjoy their run. So if it hurts, I'm like, stop. Does it make sense to continue if there's a pain? And then I want to teach you how to root out the pain and all that good stuff. And you can stop and reset. And I think that's been the biggest struggle with runner Xers when they first come in. they don't get that mindset. They're like, no, 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 you don't understand, Valerie. I have to run 10 miles.
Right. My plan. That's what I get. I hear all the time is the plan says.
Yeah. I'm like,
well,
okay.
Who wrote the plan? Is it our plan? Because she just told you you don't have to do that.
Yeah. Well, you got 6 weeks. You know, and by the way, here's the challenge, because research is slow, right? And just right. So you know, I graduated in 94 with a degree in kinesiology, and I've seen so many trends, and then they go back, and then they trend, and then they go back. Physiology hasn't changed since I've graduated from college. What's changed is how we measure it, the things, the data we have now, especially with Strava, with Garmin, with everything else. And what we're seeing, guys, is the injury rates aren't changing. People are getting just as injured. And I know it's because two reasons. One, they're continuing with this thought of it has to be high volume, and I can't stop, and I can't, right? That's number one. And then the second thing is misunderstanding movement. And when people start to realize, one, interval training is so powerful, right? Being able to start and stop in a workout is okay. And then adding the strength. So then the struggle, when you start to feel struggle in intensity versus pain, you change how you feel about your training. Because we've all struggled that way, guys, as runners. Every one of us has had a twinge, and then you're thinking, it's just going to go away. I know it'll go away. You know, right?
Right, right.
And
there's a difference, obviously, between a twinge or
Right. But in the beginning, like, maybe that's how it starts. And then you're like, I'm just going to keep going, and it'll just go away. And then it doesn't. And then you're like, I'm just going to, you know, pray. I'm just going to hope. I'm just going to, whatever I'm going to do. And I've been there. I've run marathons like that. I broke my foot, and I didn't have an option. I had to go 5 more miles to an aid station because we were on a trail. And there's no glory in that. I wish the aid station had been right there.
But well, like, and yes, I can also
did
see
it make me stronger. Yeah, sure. But here's my thing with everybody. When you're in training and you start to hurt and you address it in training, and then you start to, this is my problem. Like, there's a difference of suffering and pain. Then, right. Oh my gosh, I did 10 sets of 400 meters and I died, you know, like,
yeah,
because my heart rate was elevated and I was like really on that edge of suffering of like, right.
Right.
And
there's a difference. Yeah.
Yeah. And guys, we want you to suffer that way. Like, I want you to be like, oh, my heart rate's up, and my, you know, all of that is what we want for you. And
I'm going to say, like, you're out, like, I'm in the country, so I could see myself being out 5 miles and I'm coming back 5 miles, and at mile 7, yeah, and it's starting to rain, I got to get my butt back 3 miles. So I push through. You're trying to see that,
right?
Because you got to get home.
Sure.
And that's something I used to say all the time when people would be like, oh, I'm so, I ran this marathon and now I still got to walk to my car.
I know.
You know, you don't just moving when the marathon ends.
Right. And guys, here's my hardest thing. So before, and I'm just going to use Valerie first. So before I had ever started with Pose, like before I met Dr. Romanoff, and certainly before I had started CrossFit. So I started Pose in 2004. I started CrossFit, met CrossFit 2008. So prior to that, I just want everybody to know, I had never really understood intensity. And what does that mean? And my husband would be the first to tell you, it's because I never played a sport. So okay. I wasn't an athlete. I did aerobics. I taught aerobics. I worked out all the time. And I would teach these fitness classes, like 3 to 5 a day even, for an hour at a time. And like, our heart rate was up and we were sweating. Were we working hard? Sure. But was it intense? No. And I didn't understand that. And I think a lot of people still don't. And it's okay. I didn't get it either, just so you know. I get it now. It took me a while to understand that there's levels of intensity, and 99% of endurance athletes only work out in one level, because they love endurance. So they do everything in the oxidative state. Guys, you can have different heart rates, just so you know, in that oxidative state. So I'm not talking about zones. That's not what I'm talking about. So it's very hard for people sometimes to understand the difference of just moving your arms and legs vigorously versus actually working at high intensity.
Yeah.
So, and I didn't understand it. And I actually got very offended in the beginning, because like my husband would tease me that you think you're working hard, but you're not really. You're just moving your arms. You're just moving your body around. You're not really working. And at first I was like, I'm out here and I'm working hard. I am sweating. I am working. And he's like, yeah, but you're so inefficient in your movement that you're just moving. Like, watch America's Funniest Home Videos when they get the old men out to start racing. It's always the same. Boy, their arms and legs are going and they're working and they're going nowhere, right?
Yeah.
I'm telling you guys, a lot of us are moving like that in our running, in our strength training, and we don't realize it just because we don't understand it and understand movement. Once you learn how to move and then you learn how to take that movement to a next level, if you will, it's amazing the difference in what suffering actually means. And so, like, people used to make fun of CrossFit. Like, that's people just throwing themselves around. I'm like, it's really not. But yeah, that's what it looked like. That was the perception. And then same like someone saying to me, but it took me 5 hours to run that marathon. And I hate to say it. I'm like, I know, but all that happened is you hurt your poor knees and back and ankles.
Right.
You'd really be better off working at a higher intensity, maybe not quite for the duration you're working. And then you'll go back out and run that marathon probably in 4 hours.
Right. So at what point, like if I'm in a race and I think I know the answer, I know what I would say, I should say, and then I want your answer. So if I'm in a race and this isn't my profession, this is just my fun. Maybe it's not a goal race or something. And I hurt myself, like you hurt yourself and you had to get to the station, but then did you stop running? And that's the question. Yeah. Like, at what point do you stop? Do you say, okay, this is too much and DNF? And then there's a whole, I could do a whole hour on the mental side of what are you making that mean? Like the DNF, why are you taking that personally? Why are you making it mean that you're not a runner? But from a coach's perspective, I'm not a failure, am I?
Right. And by the way, being the coach, I felt like a failure. I mean, I took a whole group out there and they all did their run.
Yeah.
And what's great is poor Linda stayed with me because she's so nice.
Yeah.
So, you know, because she didn't want me to be by myself. Guys, it was a horrible feeling. But I had to say to myself, self, this is a great learning opportunity for you as a coach and a runner, right?
Right.
And I got a lot of people, everyone except for Linda, sorry, Linda, everyone else hit their goal. They all reached their training goal. And what do you think they would have thought of me if I said, oh my gosh, I broke my foot, but I persevered and now I'm going to be out with foot surgery for the next 6 to 12 weeks. I'm very fortunate that I was able to get to the aid station and whatnot. And by the way, I have another good story. I did a 50 miler, same thing. I had people out there and I had a whole crew and I hurt my hip. I don't remember. I didn't do anything. It just started to really hurt. So, again, Linda, she's my best friend and my race friend. She's also a massage therapist. So she's like, let me dig around your hip. I was like, all right. So she's like digging around in my hip. Well, the race director comes over and says to me, sorry, lady, we have to kick you out of the race because now you're over the time. I didn't even know there was such a thing. This was, I was new in trail running. So I was like, oh, well, but now my hip feels better because Linda just fixed it. So he said, well, you know what? You can still finish the race, but we can't let you have your bib because we can't be liable for you.
Oh, I see.
So when I went across the finish line, because I did finish the race, I said to the guy, I'm the lady that hurt herself and look, I finished. And he said, well, I can't change it on the thing, but here's an extra burger ticket.
Well, so it's so funny because it's just so how you've evolved, because I used to be that way too. I used to be like, oh, I didn't feel it. It's different to say I didn't feel like running, but I went out and I ran and I feel better now. That's a different thing.
Right.
I'm talking about like, my knee was hurting me, but I went ahead and I taped it up.
But I'm just saying I've done it both.
Me too.
In the moment, it might be worth it. Later, it might not. But my thing is, like, it's different to have an acute injury, guys. Like, you know, I went out on that trail run. I fell and broke my foot. Okay. really weird, random situation. Here's my different take. What if I'd been on a training run, right? Knowing, right. Okay, I've got 2 or 3 weeks left till my marathon and my hips started to hurt and I didn't have Linda to fix it. And I'm just thinking, what's the point? I need to figure out what's wrong with my hip. Let me not waste any miles that I really want to have for my marathon or my whatever race is coming up. And let me figure out what's going on in my hip. I always like when I teach people running in the beginning, I teach them from the very beginning to stop, stretch, reset, try a drill, then restart the running. If you can get out of the pain, then you know you're okay. You know, like then right. It's just, you know, something. However, if you cannot, you need to say to yourself, self, it's just not worth it. You know, like, let's call it a day. And by the way, a lot of our runners, because we're so open about that in the beginning, where I'm totally like, stop and reset. I say it all the time. And what happens is when you start to let yourself do that, you're having a communication with your body. You're saying to your body, look, it's going to be all right. I'm going to stop for a minute. Let's see what's going on. And a lot of times your body will be like, okay, well, now that you've put me back into the right position, I'm ready to go again. You'd be surprised if you catch it early and start doing that, how much that helps. And, you know, by the way, let me just say real quick, because I do strength coaching and running coaching, I'm not with you your whole run. So can you imagine if I was and I could say, hey, I can see you're already late on your pull. Let's stop for just a minute, do a few ball foot hops, get you back in your rhythm, and there you go again. See, that's right. What Valerie does for you. I really am there for your run if you're willing to do that.
And willing to be coachable.
Yeah, because in the weight room, if I look over and your back is compromised, do you think I'm gonna say, oh well, who cares? Let them gut it out. Keep going. Right. Just 15 more. You know, no, I'm gonna be like, wait a minute, let's just pause for a minute. Let's correct your movement. Maybe we need to lower your weight. But you want me to do that for you. Like if you're in my coaching class, you want Valerie to correct you. That's why you came. So it's the same in running. What starts to happen when you check in a lot and when you let me look at you, then you start to be able to auto-adjust on your runs because you've let me help you so much on your perception. And it's such a better conversation. But the best thing, guys, if you let yourself stop and reset, you actually start running a little faster because you're refreshed. And then you start letting yourself run a little bit of a higher heart rate. And then you start to let go of fear. And then when you start to let go of fear, you let your intensity come up. You let yourself open up. It's amazing what you can get through in your run. And then the suffering becomes like you want to suffer. Like it's a good suffering, not, my knee suffer. It's a whoo suffer.
Well, and that kind of brings us right back to what kind of the question was that got us talking about this, guys. And I think you need to kind of to put it back to full circle is like, are you glorifying the struggle or are you excusing a lack of training and not listening to your body? Right. So that's kind of the question you want to ask yourself. Like, you shouldn't be putting the struggle necessarily on a pedestal, but there is the, that was a cardio, you know, I left it all. I did my 400s and I left it all out there, or that was hard. You know, those are good workouts. You know, you're doing your short intervals, like we were talking about intervals, your short intervals, you want to push yourself. Like, I think I'm going to puke, but you're only doing 50 meters. Like,
correct. However, if our body part is talking to us, then we want to listen and we want to say, okay, you know what? I'm going to stop for a second. I'm going to listen to what you're saying. And I'm going to, let's see if we can work out what's going on.
Right. And if we can't, I always say, live to run another day.
Like, yes.
Let yourself rest and then get back out there. So, okay, guys, if you haven't already, hopefully you will like and subscribe to us wherever you're listening to our podcast. If you're on YouTube, like and subscribe. Leave us a comment. Let us know if you're liking the podcast, if there's a subject you want us to talk about. Also, we have an app now, the RunnerX Academy. Basically, we're putting just a lot of free stuff up there, and it allows you a quick link into finding out what we're doing, what we're up to. And maybe if you want to join the membership, you can go through there, join our membership. It will eventually be fully in the app. It's taking a little time to move that over, but that will be up there shortly. So you would have everything in one place, off of social media, off of, you know, ads and all those things that drive me nuts when I'm on my phone. So hopefully you guys will continue to listen and share this with a friend. Leave us a 5-star review. It really does help us with the algorithm. We're small but mighty, and we want to keep talking to you. Thanks, guys.
Thank you for joining us on the RunRx podcast. If you'd like to know more, join us at www.runrx.fit. And if you have additional questions that you'd like answered on the podcast, email us at support@runrx.fit.